header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
Welcome back to the Upper Main. This is the Norwich preview in the League Cup. Norwich away. Right, Jen Cole. Liverpool, I think everyone can agree with this. We never really take this cup seriously. Like, we never really go for like the City. But like City's squad depth is unreal. And ours isn't the best. So we never take this cup seriously. But yeah, do you see Liverpool taking this cup seriously this season or not?
No. And I'd like them to. Maybe not the Carabao, but definitely the FA Cup.
But do we have the squad depth to play Prem, Champions League, and FA Cup and Carabao Cup? We don't have the squad depth to go serious in all four of them.
No. And it is a problem, to be honest, because it is meant to be a competition where you play youngsters and that. And I think Man City definitely have almost like ruined it, haven't they?
No, but I think...
I know they play the rotation players, but at the same time, they don't do the... Like, they'll still play Sterling and...
They haven't ruined it. It's like, just their club having a good, very good squad there. But I think these clubs, like the Carabao Cup and the FA Cup, I think they've lost the magic a bit.
Yeah.
I used to look forward to the FA Cup draw, FA Cup games, but...
Well, I still remember Wigan win
against City,
and they got European football, but they were in the Championship.
Yeah, but it has lost its magic a bit.
Yeah, it was.
I think you were right, because I know last season Chelsea won it, didn't he? But like City used to just win it all the time.
Yeah,
and
you were in both finals last season, weren't they?
I think it was Leicester. Leicester won it last season, didn't they? Leicester won the FA Cup last season.
Leicester won it, yeah.
Like, that's good. Like, you want teams like Leicester to win it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like Leicester, Chelsea in the final. But yeah. I think them cups a lot. Like, I think Carabao Cup, that's definitely gone now.
Yeah.
I remember, when was it? When we won it? Was it 2012?
Yeah. Yeah, 2012 against Cardiff, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember being sitting on a couch watching that goal to pens, and you're buzzing about it. Like, he was so happy when we won it. But now, I just couldn't imagine that.
You'd be like, oh, yeah.
I'm not bothered. Like, if we get knocked out, like, obviously, I want to win. But, like, if I get knocked out, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. You know what I mean? Like, if I get knocked out of Champions League, I'm going to be upset. If I get knocked out of the Carabao Cup, I'm still a bit, would have been decent to go far, but I'm not going to lose sleep. But last season, we got knocked out in the fourth round by Arsenal, again beat 5-4 on pens. In that game, we played some first team players. We played Van Dijk, Salah and Jota. So, do you see us playing first team players against Norwich?
I see some first team. So, as you said, maybe Robertson,
Gomez,
Milner, maybe Gomez, him or maybe Konate, but
Phillips not will start, really. I reckon.
I think Minamino will get some minutes.
Williams. Apparently, that Gordon, he didn't play for the under 23s. So he's expected to start against Norwich.
He's meant to be really good, isn't he?
So dressing up front three would be Minamino, Origi, and Gordon. Or do you reckon that's too inexperienced to the front three?
No, I can see that being our front three, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't
know. We are away.
Yeah.
Aren't we? No, I'll say yeah.
And Norwich won. Let's speak about Norwich now. Norwich, in the second round, they played Bournemouth and won 6-0.
Yeah.
And they played, I think they played six first-team players against Bournemouth and won 6-0. But they played Watford on Saturday and lost 3-1. They didn't really rest many of their better players for Liverpool. So
you've had quite a tough start to the season, haven't you?
Yeah, so Jack and Norwich. Because they didn't. Because Norwich didn't rest like their better players, Jack and they'll start a full strength side against Liverpool. Or Jack and you see some like, players you don't really see in the Prem play for Norwich.
I think it'll be a mixture like Bournemouth. I think he'll play about five or six first team players and then.
I know that Todd Cantwell, he came on in the 77th minute against Watford.
Yeah, I don't think he plays.
He could start.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, so I think so as well.
Have you played him?
Fazolis or something. I think we could see him start, the young Greek lad. He doesn't look too bad, but.
But players look out for Norwich, yeah. Billy Gilmore. Yeah. Remember in the FA Cup game against Liverpool? He controlled that midfield against us. For Chelsea,
he's brilliant, isn't he?
He controlled that midfield. Timo Pukki, he hasn't had the best. Like you said before, the average had like defense. He hasn't had the best start of the season, but he was the third top goal scorer last season in the Championship. And can we see like the likes of maybe like Phillips start? You can see Pukki being a danger with Phillips starting.
Yeah. I see Phillips starting, yeah, definitely. He hasn't had any minutes yet. And with his new contract and stuff, I think this is like the type of competition he'll be like relies on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So will Pukki be a danger then with him starting? But last season, Phillips had a great season.
Yeah, yeah.
Todd Cantwell, as I said before, he came on in the 77th minute against Watford. He was linked with Aston Villa to replace Jack Grealish. In the summer, so he must be a decent player, but I haven't really seen enough of him to be like,
on his day, he's good, yeah. He's good passer, dribbler. I think he is a bit like Grealish, but
last time he was in the Prem, he only scored 6 goals, I think.
So. Yeah,
but
he is good on his day, it's just he can go very quiet, sorry. And he can get dispossessed a lot of years against someone like Arnold Walker. Do you know what I mean? Them type of.
But would Trent start though? Would Trent start with him missing?
I don't see it.
The Palace game over illness.
Yeah, I think it might be Nico Williams if he's back.
Isn't he injured?
I think he's just coming back. Could be Milner. I just see Milner playing like the six more.
But is that too much to ask for from a 35-year-old to play? Play Saturday and Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't see him playing late against Brentford. So, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure a bit was the cool. But
well, will we see the return of Ozan Kabak? He's plays for Norwich now. He played against Watford. Yeah. Didn't have the best of games, to be honest. No. Will he play against Liverpool?
He could do. Yeah, I think he could. You know. Yeah.
What I want to ask you, because last season Norwich got knocked out in the first round 3-1 by Luton. And like do you think Norwich? They know we're not getting far in this competition. So were they focused on staying up in the league rather than going far in this cup? So so you won't see a full strength Norwich side.
I think a smart manager would say yeah. I'm not saying Farke isn't smart, obviously. I think he just wants to do the best he can in everything. So I can see him playing like a seven. Strong squad, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you come up against Liverpool, for me anyway, I'd think, right, okay, this time to play the youngsters. and then just get ready for the league. But I think he wants to just fight everyone and fight Everton.
Well, you do have a tough game on Saturday. You play Everton.
Yeah,
I know Everton got beat 3-0 against Villa, but Everton are playing decent under Rafa this season. So I think I can't see Norwich starting a full strength team. I think you've got to prioritize staying up in the league than winning a cup, in my opinion, with a team like Norwich.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because Norwich, that's a yo-yo, they always go up and down.
I think I said at the other podcast, are like the 21st best team in England. So they're not good enough to stay in the Prem, but too good to stay in the Championship. So I think they will just fluctuate in between the leagues, which is quite annoying to me if you're not a fan, but
I think you know. I think you know we're not the best team. They have decent players, Jim, but they did lose the best player at the start of the season. But in the Prem, Jenko, in the Prem, as you said, they have had a tough start. They are 20th. 0 points. Minus 12 goal difference. Only scored 2 goals.
God. And that's I'm sure they'll, start picking themselves up and get some form soon, but it doesn't look great so far, does it?
And we did, and we have played them at the start of the season. We won 3-0. So,
yeah.
I like score predictions, Jenko. Score predictions. I see us winning. I can't see us losing this.
I'm going to say 4-1 to us. Because
I don't think we'll batter them. I'm saying 2-0. 2-0. That's what I'm saying. I hope Gordon starts and gets on a score sheet.
That'd be great, that wouldn't it?
And Minamino's given us a bit of confidence.
Yeah,
but in pre-season, he did do good.
I really, really like Minamino. And I'm not sure, it must be like his training or something. But something's happened anyway. He just fell out of the squad. He was at Southampton, weren't he?
In pre-season, he was good. And he did play amazing pre-season. I think it was the Osasuna game. He played really well in that game. But we just haven't... He only came back from injury, and he got injured with Japan.
Yeah.
Liverpool, playing Norwich, League Cup, tomorrow at 7:45. On Sky Sports Footballers.
Yeah.
In the Carabao Cup, third round. Maybe this is the furthest we'll get. Well, maybe this and next round with the furthest we get. Because knowing our luck, we'll probably draw Manchester City in the fourth round.
We'll get Chelsea.
Yeah.
And City will get drawn bloody Scunthorpe United or someone again.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Jenko, any final words?
No. Good luck to Reds.
So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at The Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da!